From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Egyptian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square this weekend. Clashes began when authorities stormed a tent encampment. In the chaos that followed, at least 500 people were injured. Demonstrators are calling for a return to civilian government. In Libya, there are celebrations on word that the son of late dictator Muammar Gaddafi has been captured. As NPR's Allison Keyes tells us, Libya's interim justice minister says Saif al-Islam Gaddafi will be prosecuted in accordance with international standards.
Libyan officials say Saif al-Islam Gaddafi was captured in the Libyan desert as he traveled with aides, and the interim justice minister says he'll be tried for serious crimes that carry the death penalty. Mahmoud Shaman, information minister for Libya's interim government, says he should be tried there.
He should be tried in front of the Libyan court by Libyan people and by Libyan justice.
But the International Criminal Court has charged Saif al-Islam with crimes against humanity amid his alleged role in killing demonstrators after the uprising against his father. ICC prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo says he's headed to Libya in a week to discuss where Saif al-Islam will be tried.
Saif will face justice. Where and how, that will discuss it.
Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Near Reno, Nevada, the crackling sound of a 2,000-acre fire. Authorities are saying now that arcing power lines are probably behind the blaze that was made all the more intense by high winds. Firefighters believe they have the upper hand on the fire, and thousands of people who had evacuated have now been given the go-ahead to return home. Police say three women were struck by a U-Haul truck pulling into a tailgating area at the Yale-Harvard football game in New Haven, Connecticut today. From member station WSHU, Ebong Odama reports one woman died.
New Haven police spokesman David Hartman says the truck entered a parking lot designated for pregame tailgating, sped up for unknown reasons, and hit the women. A 30-year-old Massachusetts woman was taken to Yale New Haven Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Another 30-year-old woman from New Haven was seriously hurt, but is in stable condition. The third woman suffered minor injuries. Hartman says police were questioning the driver of the U-Haul truck, described as a young male. The tailgaters had gathered for the 128th game of the Yale-Harvard Ivy League football rivalry. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Fairfield, Connecticut.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo and other Democrats are being accused of partisan self-dealing as they work to redraw congressional district boundaries. Community leaders have filed a suit in Brooklyn asking a federal judge to take over the process. This is NPR. A California food processor is recalling 5,400 cases of bagged salad because of possible E. coli contamination. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, the produce was distributed in 15 states.
ReadyPack Foods is voluntarily recalling a dozen different bagged salads. They were sold in supermarkets under the ReadyPack, Trader Joe's, Safeway, and Dining In Classic labels. The packages are stamped with a use-by date of November 18th. The suspect products were sold primarily in western states, including California, Texas, and Colorado. Officials with the California Department of Public Health say the recall followed a random sample of bagged lettuce that was analyzed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Inspectors are trying to pinpoint the source of the contamination. There haven't been any reported illnesses attributed to the products in question. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In a suburb of Sydney, Australia, a nurse to elderly patients has been charged with murder in connection with a fire that authorities believe that he set. The suspect, Roger Dean, originally said that he rescued patients from the blaze. Five people died and more than a dozen were injured. GOP presidential hopeful Herman Cain was on The Late Show with David Letterman last night. The former Godfather's Pizza executive was asked if he was ready to assume the responsibilities of president.
I've actually created jobs. Right. I've actually turned around businesses.
But the United States government is different from running a pizza corporation.
It shouldn't be.
That from The Late Show with David Letterman on CBS. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.